you basically had the one experience, the one time out on the field this year. Do you think that's enough to show the rest of the league that you can still be a player this year, next year?
One game's not enough. You know, it's never, you know, one game's never going to make or break anybody. You know, I think that it's overtime consistency is what a lot of teams and a lot of people are looking for. And as players, that's what we look for, you know, the consistent greatness or consistently being good, no matter, you know, what it is. So, you know, that's something I'm not worried about. You know, when it comes down to that, we'll see how that goes in the offseason. You know, I'm very confident. You know, I think that, you know, there'll be some opportunities, but that's not, you know, something to talk about right now.
You obviously came in here off a big injury and being the number two quarterback. Do you still think you got something out of this season just from...
Oh, yeah. I got a lot out of it. Learned a lot, grown a lot. That's something that is going to continue to happen with me because, you know, I take that approach every single day I walk into the building. So I definitely got a lot out of it. And, you know, I continue to work and continue to, you know, support my teammates and, you know, just be that same guy every day, no matter what the situations or circumstances.
You said you had... You think you'll be a starting quarterback again this league?
Yeah, I think so.
What makes you think that?
Watch the tape. You'll see it.
You said when you came here, you had other options.
Right.
You look back, you're happy with the decision you made, and if so, why?
Yes, definitely. I'm definitely happy. Like I said, things haven't, you know, exactly turned out the way that we envisioned as a team, but there's still a lot to be gained. You know, there's a lot that everybody can learn from, you know, our season. You know, like I said before, you know, just seeing how number 10 has handled all of this, you know, with so much grace and so much class, you know, that's something that you can take from it, you know, because you look at a guy with his resume and just, you know, I mean, he's got every, you know, bit of right to kind of be, you know, pissed off, but he's handled it in such a way that you can respect him for it and you can learn from it.
Have you had to use that a little bit? I mean, this week you kind of got...
Yeah,
over.
You know, it's not one of those things where I took it personal. I know that it has absolutely nothing to do with me personally, so I'm not going to take it that way, and that's pretty much all I can say about that.
When you came here, you knew it was a situation where Eli was entrenched and he had record not coming out of a game at all. Do you think when you look for the future, you'd look for more of an opportunity that maybe there's an open competition or just a better chance to take a starting job?
Yeah, yeah, and not being injured helps that a lot. You know, not coming off of ACL surgery helps that a lot. And, you know, that's something that we'll have to discuss at a later time. But right now, we're just focused on, you know, this one game that's in front of us, and that's Washington.